Hello Taurus, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 11th and the whole weekend. There's a full moon in the sign of Leo, and for you that means the end of a cycle and the promise of new things to come when it comes to home and family affairs. This is good if over the next fortnight you're thinking about a move or planning a move, or maybe you're already going to move. But it's about uplifting the whole of your home and family world and uprooting yourself maybe from where you are to somewhere new. And here's your Sunday stars. I like the moon in Virgo for you because it's earth with earth, so it's a very earthy energy around now. It gets better as the day goes on, however, because you've got much more of a concentrated approach and energy. It can be rather lackluster at the beginning of the day. So if you want to concentrate and focus on something that needs to be done, then make sure you do that towards the end of the day. And here's your Monday stars. Moon square Saturn tends to be rather depressing and rather dull, even if you're as bright as a button as somebody around you. I think somebody's got troubles and problems and needs a shoulder to cry on. Are you willing to offer compassion and tenderness? The trouble is with these stars, maybe you're not. I mean, there is an old saying, somebody wants to help themselves, then they've got to help themselves first. And here's your Tuesday stars. The Sun and Saturn work ever so well together, and for you as a Taurian, this is particularly good when it comes to your career. If you have ambitions, if you have a real outlook for success, then this is one of the best aspects you're going to get. It particularly favours the Taurian who is assiduous, who is diligent, who is dedicated, who's prepared to work hard. Because with these kind of aspects, the hard-working Taurian will go far. And here's your Wednesday stars. Everything revolves around the moon in Libra today, which means that you've got to look at health matters, anything to do with medical concerns, but also work and business and employment come into this as well. So for instance, if you're unhappy in your job or your employment situation, then it may affect your health. So it's well worth connecting the two now. And if you really want to feel good, then maybe you should be doing things that make you feel happy. And here's your Thursday stars. Mercury's link with Mars is lovely. It's again a very, very, very good energy now that is particularly good for you to move forward in areas of ambition and career and the things that you want to do. Mercury and Mars together are excellent when it comes to using the mind in a decisive way and not thinking too much about things, but just going for it. So fortune favours the brave now. And here's your Friday stars. Now, with the moon in Scorpio, this is particularly good when it comes to relationships. In fact, there's some lovely aspects around today. The difficult one comes from Mercury, so watch what you say. If you say something blindly or without thinking, then you could easily upset someone. And before you know it, you've made a drama out of nothing. And that is the problem of today, making a mountain out of a molehill and a drama out of a crisis.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.